You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training has arrived, of course. This week, pitchers and catchers are finally reporting to their various sites all around baseball. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Corey Brock, who, of course, covers the Padres and has migrated, I guess that's a good word to use, over to Arizona to cover the Padres for the next 6 weeks. So, Corey, before we get started on what we should be looking for position battle-wise, Andy Green, the new manager, he had a pretty interesting way of introducing himself to some of the players. So tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, instead of kind of, having players come to him, out in California, and sort of with the push behind all this was he didn't want the first time he stood up and addressed the entire team in Peoria to be the first time a lot of these guys met him. So he came up with the idea after the holidays, he spent the holidays in Kentucky with family, that he would fly to some spots and meet with some players. So he bounced around a little bit in the span of 6 days. He went to Charlotte. He went to Tampa. He went to Nashville, Wichita, Kansas, if you can believe that, and then hit Phoenix to meet up with another player on the way home. But just a way to kind of start building that relationship a little bit and, not necessarily him talking a lot, Allison, but more or less the players kind of talking to him and him kind of taking it in and, talking about themselves and maybe certainly the team dynamic last year, things they want to change and improve upon. So I think he felt that was a very worthwhile trip.
Yeah, it's a very expensive trip too, but I guess I'm not going to ask who was putting the bill for this. seems like a
little costly. Check your credit card statement, Allison.
very worthwhile. It's interesting just because, to come in with having to really learn every single thing you can about so many players. And of course it's a 25 man roster on April 4th or whatever, but it's like 60 plus right now. And even though there are a lot of players that obviously won't be making the team or maybe it toward the end of their careers, kind of, like the veteran minor league guys that are invited to camp. But each one has to know that they do mean something. And I get to have as many familiar faces as possible before he enters that. It's gotta be overwhelming.
Absolutely. And he got the job in late October, I guess. So, he's had some time to reach out to these guys by phone and talk to them. And certainly he's been brought up to speed by watching video and scouting reports. But, I think he felt there was no substitute at all for, a face-to-face meeting with these guys. And he didn't want them to all fly out to California to meet him because, as he said, they have their lives. So this is their off season. He'll come visit them. It'll be a one-day visit. He won't, interrupt too much of their routine, but just to kind of get a sense for each of these guys, what they're about, what makes them tick. And he even said, Allison, that this trip will probably kind of help him formalize what he's going to say to those guys when he gets all 60 guys in the room. So, very worthwhile endeavor.
Oh, man, I bet he's nervous to do that. I don't care how long you've been in baseball. That's got to be pretty nerve-wracking. I sat in some of those first day meeting, like when I was with the Astros, and they sort of let me peer into the meeting. That can be very intimidating. I remember Brad Mills for the first time in Houston, and I could tell he was a little nervous because you don't really want to sound like a drill sergeant, but you can't really help yourself because you have to project and you have to sort of be like, okay, let's go get them. And it's just a weird situation. Everyone looks at baseball teams as like these cohesive units, which they do become, but at spring training, it's sort of like the first day of school.
Well, you got to choose your words carefully, and how do you figure out what's going to resonate with all these guys? Certainly, different things make different guys tick. So, you want to have some impact with that first speech. But also recognizing that, it is a first speech, and that guys will take what they can from this. But there's going to be plenty more dialogue coming down the pike for Andy and his players. That's you're going to be out here six weeks in Arizona. So, but I think it's a good jumping off point. Probably feels like a chance to really open things up and get the camp rolling.
So let's talk about some position battles. While some spots are pretty set, there's a lot that's up for grabs. So we've talked a little bit about the closing situation, but what about the outfield situation? Tell us about that.
Yeah, you're going to have Matt Kemp in right field. We know that much. But center field and left field are kind of up for grabs. We know the names of the guys, I think. John Jay and Melvin Upton probably have the advantage in those two spots, but who's going to fit where is kind of the issue. Will John Jay play center? And if so, will Melvin Upton be okay playing left? John Jay's played some left field before, and then therefore does Melvin Upton get his a crack at center field? And he did pretty well playing out there last year offensively and defensively. They have a Rule 5 guy, Jabari Blash. Allison has got some huge power. He's also got some huge strikeout rates across the minor leagues. And you know, a couple other guys that could factor into the mix. So, you know, it may take them all 6 weeks to really answer quite a few positions. The bullpen's kind of wide open, but I think with the outfield, you know, they feel pretty good about John Jay and Melvin Upton. It's just a matter of who's going to play where.
So let's talk about a spring training experience as a reporter. I think we might have touched on this in the past, but I was kind of teasing you because leaving San Diego to go to spring training is not exactly the same as people in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Detroit leaving their cities to go to warmer weather. I always laugh because in Houston it's always like 72 and sunny the day that I leave for spring training. It kind of makes me nuts. But once you get there, what is the day like? The day starts very early in the morning, and the clubhouse opens at some insane hour, and you kind of just have to go until the end of the day. So what are your priorities? What are the most important things to you?
Yeah, and I think, you know, before games start, the whole regimen changes when the games start. You have the morning workouts and then the game in the afternoon. But for the first 2 weeks or so, it's just workouts, and guys show up awfully early. We show up early. You have time to get players before the morning workout, talk to the manager, and then afterwards, if there's any updates on anything or if someone got hurt, you can address that and get guys as they come off the field. But, you know, I will say, you know, that most of these complexes turn into ghost towns probably around noon or 1 o'clock at the very latest. Guys get there early now, get their early extra work in, whether that's weightlifting, conditioning, hit early on the side. I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to spend a lot of time at the complex. But and as writers, we're kind of the same way. You know, you get your work done, you gather up what you need, and you can be done fairly early. But, players are creatures of habit, and everyone's kind of got their routine. But I think we're seeing it more and more now with the game that these guys are coming to spring training, not only in game-ready shape, but in many cases having hit batting cages or have hit live for several weeks. So a lot of these guys sort of hit the ground running.
Isn't it amazing that they can start at like 6 o'clock in the morning? I mean, baseball people are night people by nature because they work at night. So once the regular season starts, they get to the ballpark at 2:30 or 3, and they don't leave until 11 o'clock. They don't get to bed until 1. It takes so long to wind down. And it's just bizarre that these same guys like get to the ballpark at like 7 o'clock in the morning and are hitting the weight room. I mean, it just amazes me.
You would almost think, Allison, that it would like behoove some of these teams a little bit more to set up their spring training schedule. Well, you couldn't do it for games, of course, but set up the spring training schedule so it more or less mirrors the regular season. Maybe you start your workouts in the afternoon and go into early evening so guys get a little conditioned that way. Yeah, but it is a little goofy. You know, up until the last week of March and sometimes early days of April, you're getting up at the crack of dawn, and once the season starts, I mean, a lot of these guys don't end up getting to the ballpark until 2 o'clock, so it's a completely different animal.
Do they have in Arizona, I mean, my experiences are mostly Florida. In Arizona, the last week of spring training, do they start having some night games? They do that in Florida. They start getting guys more on the night routine. You'll see, like, the last 4 or 5 games of spring training will be night games. Do they do that in Arizona?
They do, and they've gotten a little bit better about that, teams have. So, yeah, we're starting to see more and more of those occur that last week, just to get guys I guess a little bit more on that regular season schedule.
Yeah, good times. Okay, Corey, thanks so much, and I'll see you soon. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.